Rise and Shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:05 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Today on the road at Sparing Middle School at 12111. Tess on Ferry Road, Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program, a program that will be different than our typical Ryan Kelly Morning After, because we are here broadcasting from Sparing to raise money for the Backstoppers in honor of Officer Blake Snyder. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. We've already had quite a few people stop by and donate, Tim. Our listeners always respond when we ask for something. Obviously, we're here for a great reason. I mean, it's crazy, you know, in the world we live in, but you have a family that's without a dad now, so we're raising funds for the family of Officer Snyder, and, you know, a little respect for the folks that put their lives on the line every day, police officers in this country.
Right. The school is at the corner of Tesson Ferry and Concord School Road, just less than a mile north of 270, and they have a lemonade stand set up here with the kids to collect money as people drive by if they don't want to stop and get out. But we did have some guys stop and get out before the show ever started and dropped off a bunch of money here. Jason Gillick, Ty Cochran, Ken Lesser, and Mike Kane have already donated big time.
God, I love when you're naming people for a good reason instead of suspending them.
Right. It is nice.
Right.
We get to show the good side of people today. I hope that I can put the suspension log heel down today.
Wow, wow, wow.
When was
the last time we had a suspensionless show?
Well, when I wasn't here.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I think that's the last time.
Yeah, it goes off the rails then.
Yeah, the log wheel is full, but maybe today it'll get no new entries.
So if you can, please come by Sparing today and make any donation that you can to the Backstoppers. 100% of every dollar collected will go to the Backstoppers. If you cannot come to Sparing Middle School today, we welcome your donations by sending them to PayPal at sales@insidestl.com. That is the account that our sales staff uses for collections for companies that choose to pay by PayPal. I assure you, swear on a blood oath, every single dollar and cent that comes in is going directly to the Backstoppers. And if you wanted to mail a check, three options to pay. You can do so by mailing it to Inside STL Enterprises at 1300 Hampton Avenue, Suite 106, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. It is the Backstoppers that you want to make the check out to.
And we encourage people to drop by and say hi to us. It's always great to see the listeners. But it's also a side benefit,
right,
because they will get a chance to actually at Tim McKernan. Please don't make direct eye contact with him, but you'll get to see him. And also check out Doug, who's wearing a blue Oxford today and looks great.
Wow.
This is Robert Huther, who just dropped by with a big check.
Bobby Huther just stopped by. Huther. God bless him.
And people are generous.
Are our listeners amazing or what? Seriously, there's been a ton of people already before you're on the air coming and just making a donation and helping out. Our listeners are the best.
They really are the cat.
They really are.
We welcome you to get involved, not only, of course, by donating, if you can. I don't like to guilt trip anybody into it. I don't think I have to, though. I think people will if they can. If they can't, they can't. God bless. But please feel free to do so by coming by Sparing Middle, by PayPaling sales@insidestl.com, and by sending mail to InsideSTL/KFNS at 1300 Hampton Avenue, Suite 106, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. You can also text into the radio program, 855-CUB-TALK, 855-282-8255. The show will be different than your normal show today. If you can give us one day to attempt to put the vast majority of the nitwittery aside, that is what the next 3 hours will be as we focus on raising money for a good cause. Doug, if you could, for the audience, you know, who I understand wouldn't necessarily be aware of the background on how this all came to fruition, Let the audience know how this all took place.
Well, the shooting of Officer Snyder occurred in Green Park, which is very close to here, maybe a mile or so from the school. So some of the students here live in that area, and I think some of them, the students and the teachers, even knew Officer Snyder and or his wife. And so they wanted to do something, and this is what they could do. You know, sometimes and things happen like this, and you want to help however you can, and sometimes you have a platform to do that. And the kids decided this will be great. And so and the teachers and the principals all got together and said, yeah, this would be a great thing to do. Let's do this today, and let's raise a lot of money and show support. I'm sure there's a huge learning lesson in it for the kids as well.
And sometimes when it seems like the world is going crazy, you know, the support that the Snyder family is getting all over the place kind of restores your faith. The people get it. People are good and want to do the right thing.
And I think most of our texts and emails come from middle schoolers. So we're right here with
like
our people.
That, yeah. Most at the sixth grade level, as they get a little older and more mature, they stop listening and stop texting. But certainly we're looking at our audience right here as they file into school.
Yes.
Did your kids go here, Doug?
Yeah, a couple.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
because
I'm
John Vaughn.
He did not. Nick Vaughn went here.
Boy, you're great.
Oh,
you're great.
Wow, thank you. A giant.
Doug, your wife is great. Okay.
Your wife is great.
Mm-hmm. She brought bagels.
Open that up, and we'll pump the money right in there. And
there you go.
Yeah, that's nice.
Nice.
Kind of clear who's the brains of the Vaughn operation.
Oh, I already knew.
No,
I already knew.
Truth.
I was already well aware. What's going on, Jody? How are you? Oh, of course. It's our pleasure to do this. It's a great thing that our audience wants to already bring all this money in, and we just started 2 minutes ago.
Thank you for helping putting that together.
Yes, absolutely. So we have a jar right here on the corner of our table, right at Sparing Middle School. Come on by if you would like. If not, of course, I realize this isn't necessarily near for everybody, so please don't hesitate to just PayPal or send a check if you can. So there are a bunch of students out front. Sounds like they are chanting something. I would imagine it's free dotum.
I don't think that's what they're
chanting. Let's not put that on the kids, Tim.
Yeah, let's not get that started.
I'm interested to see the drop-off lane, Doug, because I know at Tyler School, the drop-off lane and the pickup lane, like if you don't have what Panger would call gumption, if you don't have nerves that can handle it, you're not going to make it because it is like bumper cars, and if you hesitate, you are lost. It's a scary thing. Is this more organized than perhaps where Tyler goes?
Well, I don't see a lot of it.
Well, you had kids here, so
I'm
sure you dropped
them. Take them to school. I assume that there's some
aggressive. Well, your wife does everything,
doesn't
she?
Some aggressive driving going on.
you
have to be. You can't be too passive or you'll never get them dropped off.
St. Jody.
It looks like everything is going in a fine, orderly fashion. I don't think we have anything to worry about.
There is a news crew here, I believe.
Our news crew, Inside STL News.
The Inside STL News team with Hannah and Gaines will be here. But KSDK, I see, is set up for a live shot.
Well, they're there for me.
Channel
5 is, I mean, that's their approach is for each St. Louis, and we're there for you, and here they are.
Okay, Channel 4 will be here or somewhere also. probably in
quite an endorsement.
Probably in
Tuck's
twice
working
the numbers.
The assignment desk today.
In twice the numbers.
Nice. So you will have two live trucks.
Oh, I would imagine. Maybe a satellite truck.
That's
maybe
only for radio press conferences.
Oh, that's right.
Guys, awesome job today. Love the support for our boys in blue. Hope you raise a ton of money. Keep on rocking, Timothy. Yes, this is all me. That's from the Sad Panda. Like I said, Doug reached out. Lady, I don't know if she wants her name used, so I guess I won't use her name, but she was here at the school. And Frank will also reached out. And Frank will also be doing his program here from noon to 2, or excuse me, 10 to 2, 10 to noon. Wow. The Hollywood Casino Press Box. Somebody's bringing in a science project, and I have to say I'm intrigued by it.
It's a sugar cube structure.
Pyramids out of sugar cubes.
Tyler made, for a school project, an igloo out of sugar cubes.
Really? So that's the move right now, making sugar cube.
I would like to build a Doug Vaughn out of sugar cubes.
I remember doing a science project for one of my kids on, is a dog's mouth really cleaner than a human's mouth? You've heard that old wives' tale.
Texas are going to have a ball with that.
You do a swab of the dog's mouth and put it in a culture
dish. You did this with Archie Vaughn.
Well, it was Bandit Vaughn at the time. And then a swab of a kid's mouth and see what the bacteria grows. No, it was worse with a dog.
Was it really?
Yeah, sure it was.
So you're saying it's a wives' tale, a misnomer.
Well, it was. Maybe our dog just had a potty mouth. I don't know.
Maybe he listens to the show.
But we had to go to Queenie Park and set up all the display. You ever done that
thing? Yes. Yeah. I took a blue ribbon home in 1987.
Did you?
And you know what the title of my science fair project was? Do you know?
Lopsided or spherical?
Oh, God help us all. No.
What?
Not today. Not today. Can you believe what you heard, the cat?
Sorry.
Not here.
Right.
What was it, Tim?
The title of it was, and I didn't know any better, and this is 100% true, it was called A Look at Uranus.
Oh, jeez. Why does that not stun me in the least?
But I was 10 years old, but I didn't realize what that...
Let's call it Uranus.
The double
entendre. Well, that's the thing.
Uranus.
Okay.
That's what the title of it was, and the mispronunciation, nurse. But Voyager 2 had been sent up to Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
Good work.
Thank you. I have made an adjustment over the last 30 years shot a number of fantastic pictures of the planet, and I believe it was the first time that had ever been done, and somehow, I don't know how, but we had developed a rapport with somebody at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and so...
Well, your dad worked that out.
This actually was my mom. And we got these ridiculous pictures, and so I took home a blue ribbon. Took home a blue ribbon at Queenie Park in 1987. Yeah. And I believe that brought me to sports talk radio.
The best thing about the science projects is you can hand them down to the younger son who's coming, you know, another year or two later, because it all pretty much looks the same. You've already bought the display board package, and you've already really done most of the work.
Mine was...
You can just update it slightly.
Can I say hello to the students as they walk in, or is that
no,
be inappropriate?
I would be.
Because I kind of want to say hello, young Tykes. I really want to.
Hello, young people.
Hello, young Tykes.
Get out there and vote. They're probably too young. My first project was formative years of JHE. I did a big display on the savings that can be achieved by never paying retail.
Oh. That was one of your projects.
I was 5 years old at the time.
I thought it was an examination.
Hello, young Tykes.
An examination on what you can accomplish with a second set of books.
Are the young people going, is that Tim McKernan?
I sense
I want to be like him.
Yeah, well, they're already the same height. Some are taller.
Yeah, actually. Some of the fifth graders are about the same.
Right, exactly.
What do you got, a cello?
That's a hair, though.
What do you got, an oboe?
That's a trombone.
Trombone.
Yeah.
Nice.
Trumpet. I played the trumpet, Doug.
Lindbergh is very well known for its bands.
Oh, is that right?
The high school band has played at the Rose Bowl. And,
really?
I believe the Cotton Bowl. And, yeah, they've been all over. Yeah. It's a big thing in this
district. Yeah, boy, everybody's bringing in a musical
instrument. Everyone's got an instrument.
Yeah. The cat, why don't you find out what this gentleman's bringing to school today?
Pardon me, my young friend. What instrument do you have there? What instrument do you have there, sir? Trumpet.
Everybody's
good
playing
for you.
The brass. Everybody's in the brass section, Doug.
Hey.
Another donation.
Nice. Thank you very
God
much.
God bless you, sir.
Tell us your name.
Thank you.
It's nope, on the
he
check,
didn't want
Doug.
Old Jeffrey Sweeney.
Maybe they don't want the names out there.
Well, why wouldn't you want your name? Did a great
thing. They said, what's your name? And he ran like he doesn't want to be associated with it.
Hello, young Tykes. Hey, what instrument do you have, young Tyke?
I'm going to say
it's
violin.
A trombone.
Nicely
you can tell
done,
by
the
case.
It could have been a ukulele. Tiptoe through the tulips.
Maybe we shouldn't hassle the young student-athletes as they walk in the building.
Student-athletes?
And student-musicians.
Man, I like this. I like
is that a hassle to say, hey, my young Tykes? Friend, what,
well, they might
what's
think
in?
Well, they might think they're being picked on.
Why?
By the old creepy guys in the corner.
Hey, here comes a friend of the feather. Hello, friend.
Hi.
That is
thank
so
you.
Nice.
And he just
thank
put
you.
In a $2, Doug, this gentleman did. Can you step up to the microphone, young friend? What is your name?
Nick.
Nick, hello. Nick, are you bringing an instrument to school as well?
Yes.
What are you playing?
I play trombone.
A lot of people in the brass section, Doug. That's a good brass section.
Well, Nick, that's a very nice thing to do. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you,
thanks, Nick.
There's Nick from Sparing Middle School, Doug.
See, this is the bad part about being on this show. He had a grin on his face, and I expected a free dodo. And I've seen it from the kids.
No, you won't.
I think Nick might be Ray King.
You won't. Not from the brass section, you won't hear it. Those are good, solid Americans. You might hear it from a rogue windwooder.
I'm telling you what, I've had maybe 10 different times that parents have put the kids up to coming up to me and saying free dodo.
They might just be.
The parents are misguided.
Hello, young Tykes. Huge fans.
They ran.
You
know, pay no
now, they were creeped out by the old guys.
Pay no attention to the three creepy guys under the overhang. in the shadows. There, yeah. We're exactly what they tell these kids to look out for.
Hey, the guy with the ball cap turned down low. Do not talk to him. He will offer you candy. Mm-hmm. There is no candy.
I heard a couple of them muttering stranger danger as they walked in.
It's not even funny.
Stranger danger. Guys, do you think Nick the 9-year-old, the emailer, goes to Sparing? That's from the Hunchback of Von Castle. I don't know. He just started emailing recently.
9 is too young to go here.
What's the age group, boy?
Well, mostly it's 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, but it's
so
such overcrowding.
11, 12, 13,
this
12,
district
13,
is bursting.
Really? Is that
so
right?
So one of the schools has brought some of their 5th grade class over here as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they are, 11 and 12, 13 for the most part.
Flyer pride, class of 95, woot, woot. That comes from Not the Happy Days Potsy.
Look what we got developing here, a youngster, a beautiful young girl.
What a beautiful young girl.
Is approaching the table. The parents don't have good sense to keep them away from this area.
That's right. Yeah, put the earmuffs on.
Oh, here she
Look
comes.
Look at this. This is as precious as the day is long,
oh,
the cat.
Thank you.
Oh, we should have had the video rolling on that one.
We really should have.
Thank
you
very much.
News team when you need them.
Man, isn't
this
that is
nice?
Unbelievable.
How about that?
Your kids are beautiful. God bless you.
Thank you. They got two little kids in a stroller. Look like twins, maybe, about 2 years old.
I would say so. Oh, God bless you, sir.
Thank you,
this
sir.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, my God!
Yes!
Bless it! I knew it was coming. We will still accept the check.
We will still accept the check. Despite your misguided nature of the free donut. Thank you very much.
This guy's a businessman.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's dressed beautifully, and yet he just says free donut. Thank you for the donation.
I pretty much just have to take it today.
Thank you, sir.
Guy drops off a big check. Pretty much just have to take the free donut.
Free donut is kind of an upper class cause. It's an old money cause.
We would hear more of that in the Central Corridor Private School District.
Right.
And that couple
we're
over
at MICDS.
There, mm-hmm. That couple had two kids in a dual stroller.
Twins,
and they,
about 2 years old.
They just
old.
Came over to make a donation.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Oh, thank
and another
you.
Young
thank
tyke
you.
With a wonderful donation.
That might have been her lunch money.
But yet she's donating to the cause.
I know it. Isn't this great?
Guys, if you could you ask the young tykes what their favorite kind of French fries are? The Bo Weevil of Bevo Mill.
It's not a bad question.
I couldn't agree more. I'm actually curious, because you wonder if the waffle fry and the steak fries is popular with younger people, if it's something you grab an affinity for as you age. I've wondered about that.
I don't think they would appreciate the more intricate fry structure. I think just a straight, nice little yielded steak fry
the funny
is probably
thing
fine.
Is, nothing is going to bridge the generation gap like fry talk. Right. That's when you get the older folks talking to the on something that they can both relate to, French fries.
Yeah, we can all agree to that. Everyone you see walking
I'm gonna ask
by
this guy,
loves
excuse
the
fry. Excuse me, sir. Can we ask you a quick question?
Hello, young tyke.
Hello.
That's my line, Doug.
What is your name? Safe. Here, can
you're
you talk
talking
into
the microphone.
What is your name?
Safe.
And what is your favorite type of French fry? Is it the waffle fry, the curly fry, the steak fry?
The waffle fry.
Waffle fry.
That's what I thought.
Thank you. Great Enjoy answer. Your day of studies.
Survey. Thank you very much. Huh? Hello, young tykes.
This is journalism, what we're doing here.
Yes, it is. Hey, look, Doug, it's the White Collar Gangster.
Oh, I know.
I didn't
like
believe he was
here.
Allowed on the property.
Hello, White Collar. Do you work here?
Talk into the microphone, if you would. You should have learned from Tawny. White Collar Gangster is the gentleman lover of Tawny.
Yes. Have we met before, sir?
I don't think so.
Oh, you've never met the cat?
You're like a legend.
Yeah,
he
served
is.
You like 5 years ago at Elephant Bar.
Could you
was
you,
I nice?
Collar Gangsters, you could talk in the mic. Just if you could. Thank you. You're a gentleman.
Did I give you an appropriate tip?
You tipped me 15 on 40 because of the great service.
Look at you ball so hard, university.
Yeah. I try to take care of the little people.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
What's doing, White Collar? Do you work here?
No.
All right, you're just stopping by. You look like you're ready because
hey,
you're White Collar.
You got a badge on. You're wearing a badge.
Well,
you
so I don't forget it. I have to have it when I go into work.
Ah, okay. That's why we thought you worked here.
Now, you and Doug are sideways, correct?
He and I'm not with him.
But Doug,
you send in the vilest of emails.
Can we put that aside? You donated, right? Are you
I haven't put it in yet. I was told to talk into the mic.
You're a great American, and thank you for donating. And whatever beefs that Doug has with you, let's put it aside today. Yeah,
today, well,
it's
today.
Hard to put our differences aside.
My email probably won't be read, but it'll be a good one for you.
Don't send one in today.
We'll send one in. It won't be vile, though.
Okay.
That's good.
Oh, my God.
You know what you guys have?
Keep it monosyllabic because the Plowhawk's going to be on the read.
All you guys have, you guys are the same. We just have creative differences. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are the same.
Some people are pro-validity. Some people are anti-validity.
I'm anti.
Well, Doug, I got to go to work, but Hey, great stuff today, nice though.
Look at the white collar gangster. God bless you.
I like that guy.
I'm a white collar gangster lemming myself.
I am too now.
And a townie lemming. A townie.
Well, he just made a donation. When he drops in a load of cash like that.
There you go.
Thank you. Great American.
White collar gangster, everybody, stopping by.
Wow.
I mean, what if, like, Tony Doe shows up? Would you accept Dotum's money today?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Dotum's, sure. We'll accept any money today.
If Tony Doe stepped by with a yearning hand full of donation money, you'd accept that
yearning hand. I would alert one of the police officers who was here, and then we would deal with that separately.
For someone to go out of their way on the way to work and donate, that's a great thing.
And they are doing it. They're buying lemonade out here and making donations out there on the street.
You know what they should call it for today? Lemonade.
Not a bad idea. How do we miss that? How do we miss that?
That could be your next line of energy drinks endorsed by the great Tim McKernan.
That's not a bad idea at all. The principal of the school used to teach at St. Louis University High School. He was my biology teacher sophomore year. Offensive coordinator at the University High School for the team that went to the state championship with future Rose Bowl quarterback at Northwestern, Steve Schnur, my cousin, Jason Duluc, all-time yards leader, receiving yards leader at Illinois, and Scott Pfeiffer played at Tennessee. He comes in his first year, and they go to the state championship. Mm-hmm. Now he is the principal here.
He looks like a football coach.
Yeah, he does.
Like
yeah.
You're not,
he
you're
looks
not
exactly
messing around.
The same as he did 25 years ago when he was my teacher.
Looks like he might have played a little bit of football.
Mark Eggers is his name.
Big guy.
Good man.
That guy's my principal. When I was in school, I wouldn't have caused any trouble. That is.
You had a wimpy principal that you could take
advantage of? Hello, young Tykes.
Yeah, because I used to, when I'd get in trouble, I would always say the same thing. And he had no memory. I'd go, you know, I was trying to be cool in front of the other kids, and I shouldn't have done it. That's all principals or teachers want to hear. And they're like, okay, he gets it. No detention.
I'm a teacher, and Tim's at a school today, so I feel like we are finally connected, and my life has meaning. That comes from Grandma's Secret Friend?
That's
do not
that's
suspend.
That's a little bit eliminating. Don't ask those questions about Grandma's Secret Friend.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, let's not think about it. In case we figure it out.
the listeners are coming in, and they're honking their horns, Doug.
They are.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you? A donation, sir. So kind.
That's nice.
Thank you so much. Look at this.
Oh, he's sweetening the pot a little.
He's sweetening the pot. He's straddling.
What's your name? Paul, thank you very much.
Paul. Thank you so much. Thank you very
Paul,
much.
You look, thank you, Paul, can you speak into the microphone here? You seem like a normal guy. You just saw a donation bucket. You don't know the radio show, right?
Oh, no, not at all. Never heard it before.
Yeah,
okay, good.
Yes, he
good
does. He's a St. Catharines guy. I've seen him 100 times.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
You ever deal with the officiating at St. Gabriel's?
No, my kids never played down there for whatever reason. We never
made
a tournament.
Well, they stopped sending teams down there because
exactly,
the outcomes were predetermined.
Exactly.
I try to tell Tim all the time that our listeners aren't just young, even though that is probably a key demographic from an industry standpoint, but there's a lot of older folks that listen. I don't know why, but it's true. I run into quite a few people that aren't 20 and cool.
My daughter's in high school. She likes listening to the program on the way to take her to school.
Is that right? How about that, Doug? Isn't that wonderful?
Absolutely.
I was just thinking it wasn't
necessary. Especially, Doug, when you want your rants about basketball and officiating.
Oh, yeah, he's really against
that. It brought a lot of memories for her.
Well, I apologize that Jim Hayes called you an older folk.
Well, we are. I mean,
it's not what people want to be called, though.
My point
nice
is that
you're an older folk
my
and you were able to get up out of here.
No, my point is that they're all, you know, we're not just for cool.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you
so much. Now donations and donuts are coming.
I got to go back to work.
All right.
Sorry.
That's the best. Thank you so much for coming by.
Tim, are you blending in with the kids here?
Yeah, I know. I'm smaller than most of them.
Thank you.
It's very odd. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Doug, will you be my teacher?
No, not today.
The coat room
not
between
today.
Classes.
Who was it, Tim?
Just says 314. Oh, you're not going to do it.
Okay, I'll let it go.
You're not going to do
it this time.
An officer
Hello,
is stepping
officer.
To the
Hello,
table.
Hello, officer.
What do we have here?
Step right up.
Doug, this police officer has a picture with you.
Where
you know
was that?
Was?
Where was this? If you
this
could, officer, speak into
Wrigley
the microphone.
Field,
oh, Wrigley Field?
Tim McKernan's bachelor party.
No kidding.
I followed you guys up there.
And was that because you suspected something?
Me.
You're a Tim Lemming, and you're an officer of the law. Oh, my God. What an honor. The cat, isn't this the greatest thing?
I'm kind of appalled. Hello, sir.
Get close to the mic.
Would you like a bagel or a treat here?
Yeah. No, I'm fine, thank you.
Policemen like donuts, right?
Oh,
that's a terrorist.
That was awful.
That's why he's a Tim Lemming, because I would never say.
I can't believe that came out of my mouth.
That's the belt.
Yeah, that was.
But we certainly have donuts and bagels and things.
Well, two things are probably going to happen today.
What's going to happen today, officer?
Either Mr. Vaughn's coming with me.
Nice.
Or we're freeing Dotem.
Oh, my word. The law is behind the cause, Doug. The law is behind the cause.
Now, when you say I'm coming with you, does that mean I'm going to jail? Or
he's pulling out the cuffs.
I guess I could unsuspend Dotem temporarily.
Look, there's a negotiating thing
now. Dotem has been unsuspended just temporarily so I don't go to jail.
Wow, that's big news.
That is huge news.
Tweet that out.
Yeah, let's let Dan Caesar know.
Temporary.
Now, I see your last name. I'm not going to say it on the air unless you
want
us to.
No, it's okay.
Kapler, like Gabe Kapler. So I'm wondering, are you perhaps J-H-E?
On my grandma's side.
We'll take it.
Wow. Now, how about that?
Now, the earnings could be a little bit better, but we're going to get you on the roster for the work you do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My God.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, that'll do it. Let me ask about my religious background and talk about your earnings. That'll do it. Thanks. It was a pleasure. It's the last time the officer will ever be listening to the show.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Well, boy, the cat's hitting hard today. Yeah, this guy sits down well. We have older audience.
I ask him about donuts, and he asks if he's Jewish.
What, is that an insult?
It isn't, but it's
the anti-Semitism
not really,
it's
not
on
really
this
the
show.
Line of questioning you would expect to have.
Well, his name is like Gabe Kapler, who used to be a good earner.
What happened?
Well, he's not playing it.
Yeah, wasn't he on Fox Sports?
Residuals
one?
Might be.
Yeah, I thought he was doing post game. Hey, speaking of post game, how about them Dodgers? How about the Cubs offense? There's a little panic setting in. I was reading in the Chicago Tribune this morning. Forget. Embrace the target, Cubbies. How about hitting a curveball?
What? That's all they saw last night with Hill.
Rich
one,
Hill.
One big looping curveball after the next, and they didn't do anything with it. Nothing. Every now and then he'd mix in a straight fastball.
Did you see Hayward, obviously not even starting now.
Isn't that
but
nice?
That pinch hit at bat, I mean, he didn't have a prayer.
Yeah, that didn't play well in the Chicago Tribune either, that a pinch hit with Jason Hayward, of all people,
who had two
the way the article
pinch hit appearances, I think, all season.
Right now, it looks like about the worst $200 million that a team has spent in recent years. Does that look anything at all like
have
a $20 million year player?
Have you seen his war?
Yeah, okay. I don't really care that he can catch a fly ball in right field. They can all catch a fly ball. He's one of the better defensive outfielders, but, you know, most of them catch the fly balls in right field. To have spent that kind of money on that kind of hitter, I think, is nuts.
We have royalty here.
Oh, my God, it's D-Bear. One of the best in the business.
Hey,
what's up, D-Bear? How are you? What's going on, man?
Hello, D-Bear.
D-Bear,
thanks for the donation.
Is the graphic greatest, Doug. He is as good as it
He's
gets.
He's a genius.
He designed the new 590 The Fan logo, and he designed the CBS Sports 920 logo back in the day before I was Cool J. It is an honor. Now he is now with the Missouri Valley Conference. He is a star, Doug.
Uh-oh.
The officer,
oh, he got his
the
phone.
Officers.
Left his phone. Good. He's coming at me. He had a mean look on his face.
Here comes Kapler. He thought you were going
so
down.
So you're on your way to the Valley offices, which are real close to Fox Sports Midwest, and you decided to stop off and make the donation. You're a good man. Great American.
I appreciate that. What you guys are doing is a great thing, but it's on the way, so I figured, you know what, I'm on 270 and stop by and give for it to a good cause.
You're a good man, D-Bear. You know that.
Thank you.
We had a weird situation over the weekend. Derek texted me and he goes, "Did you send me a check by mistake?" And I go, "I'm looking at the payroll spreadsheet." And I go, "You're not even on the spreadsheet." Sometimes I think our paychecks company doesn't run the tightest operation. Derek Gould's paycheck went to Derek Dockett for some unknown reason.
Which is an honor, actually.
We're just giving money away. You get a paycheck.
I'm honored, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
what's the name of the check company? First names only.
I don't want to get into it. But my Irish was up. This has been going on for a few pay periods, actually.
So. I've heard him obviously talk about how much he hates dealing with company work. And I was out of town. I got back Saturday. I looked at my mailbox. I go, I didn't do anything for them recently. Like, why is he sending me this?
Yeah, just for fun.
So I texted him. I'm like, I don't really want to text him this. Right. He's going to be just angry.
Well, I appreciate it. It was unbelievable. Like, no. I couldn't believe it.
You get a paycheck, you run to the bank. You don't ask a lot of questions about it.
God bless
you. I didn't want to deposit it. Yeah. It wasn't mine. And yeah. I like you guys saying good things about me, so I figured I would do the right thing.
I'm a big D-Bear Lemming. Okay. I'm a big D-Bear Lemming.
This guy is talented.
He is talented.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm actually more of a Cat Lemming myself.
Wow, Doug.
Oh, my word.
The good people are Cat Lemmings.
So far, we have one me Lemming, one Cat Lemming, and
well,
this
Ken
is
Ken Bone was a Cat Lemming as well.
That's right.
Yeah, the celebrities. Like
the celebrities.
D-Bear
that's right, D-Bear and Ken Bone.
Would you like a treat before you
have
a treat?
I'm good. I'm good. Donuts aren't quite in my diet, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got to stay tight and rewarding.
I offered them to the police officer, and he yelled at me.
Well, you kind of played on the stereotype.
I did. I know. Sorry.
And someone asked him about his religion.
How come I'm the one on my best behavior today, and you two have gone rogue,
donuts.
Of all things? More donuts. My God, I might have to have some donuts
thank
today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The donation jar is right there, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
What's that?
What?
Buck Swope's associate.
You're Buck Swope's associate? Oh, my God. Yes, another free donut.
Thank you.
This is great to see. Not only was that a free donut, it was a free donut from Buck Swope's associate, and he's getting into a luxury vehicle. This is an upper-class cause. It's an old-money cause. Anytime you're out at Old Larson or Belle Reve or St. Louis Country Club, they say it.
You know, sometimes you make a low down payment for the car, and you never make the payments after that, and it'll be taken away.
You think that's going to be repossessed?
I would think so.
My word.
That's a nice sled.
That's a nice whip.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's an upper class cause.
I'll get out of here.
All right, sorry.
No.
Great to see you.
Please, take a donut.
Hope you enjoyed the free paycheck.
Take something.
I still got it. It's on my desk. I'm not cashing it.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
It's crazy. That bucket is...
That bucket's filling up, yo.
It's brimming.
For those of you just joining us, we are broadcasting today from Sparing Middle School at 12111 Tesson Ferry. It is just off of 270, and we welcome you to come on by as we are raising money for the Backstoppers in honor of the memory of Officer Blake Snyder. So please, if you can, make a donation. Even if you cannot come on by, please make a donation if you can. By sending it to our PayPal account, sales@insidestl.com. sales@insidestl.com is our PayPal account. Or you can mail it just by mail, 1300
Hampton
Avenue.
Oh, no, right
Hampton
there, right there
Avenue.
In the bucket. Sorry.
It's Frank DeLange from St. Gabriel's. Frank DeLange from St. Gabriel's. Doug, look at this.
Hello, Frank. That's some of the money you got for fixing
what's up,
the basketball.
Oh, you, sir. Oh my God,
you,
Doug! Frank. Why are you going rogue?
No, fine. It's a good place for it.
Why are you going rogue?
If you're gonna, you know, take bribes for a
people. Oh my gosh, it. These are serious charges.
Doug, someone just made a donation to a great cause. That's why we're here.
Why are you roasting everybody?
That's right. Let me put aside my bitterness and anger. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Frank's a good man. He played in the Lemmings Open with Cal Kennedy.
Yeah, you officiate games down there, do you?
Oh, my word.
Would you stop?
Frank, can you speak in the mic? Join the program briefly.
I challenge everybody with the St. Gabriel Referee Association to come out and make a donation.
Wow.
In spite of Doug's harsh words.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
They're feeling guilty.
Who won the seventh grade tournament this year? St. Gabriel's didn't win it.
No, they haven't won for a while.
Doug?
Well, that's not what the banner
says. You know, that seems to fly in the face of the so-called media narrative.
That is, exactly.
Well, wouldn't you deny it, too, if you got caught red-handed?
Well, we have spirit wins.
Hey.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
You know, those are great when your team quite isn't winning as many as you would like them. Very handy.
St. Gabriel's will take it down this year. I'll be there, Doug. Don't you worry.
You guys are great for doing this.
No, you're great
nice
for stopping
to come
Frank,
by.
Great to see you, sir.
Thank you.
Frank's my golfing buddy sometimes
thanks,
on Saturdays.
Frank. Hit him straight, Frank.
Frank DeLange, St. Gabriel's.
The kids with the lemonade stand have come in. I saw they walked in with a big bucket full of money. I don't know that they're still selling the lemonade out here, but you can certainly still
come by
at Tesson Ferry and Concord School Road, just half a mile north of 270.
Come on by. Sparing Middle School is where we are. Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man is talking to your wife.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with that?
Well, he gets around a little bit, I know.
What does that mean?
They're a policeman right here. I don't think
you really can't. You cannot bottle the acid, can you?
I can't.
He's got a check in his hand.
Some of them have a history of vileness.
Let's put it aside because he's got a check in his hand for a good cause.
Sure. Of course, feel free. Feel free. We're used to modeling photos, aren't we?
I did quite a bit of runway work.
Did you really? In Milan?
Yeah, New York and Paris. All right.
Thank you.
She was like, I didn't really want a picture. I was just being polite.
Let's see. Hey, boys, how is it that you three degenerates were allowed into a middle school? Thanks. That's from Fred Dreyer's Mushroom Market. Didn't he play Hunter?
Yes, he did. He did. Pretty good defensive end for the Rams. And then
very good.
Played Hunter. Yeah.
I don't say that name, though. The
Why?
Team.
The Rams. You don't say that.
No.
Okay.
That was Rams over in London this weekend. Yeah. Part of the deal for getting the right to move to Los Angeles. Hashtag 30 for 30. Hashtag destination deposition.
You know, I mean, in fairness, if you kind of take your personal feelings out of it, can you imagine when the Rams are over there going, and then all of a sudden the fans from England will be coming to Los Angeles because the team plays here.
Right.
Look what it did
exactly
for St.
Right.
Louis.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't.
Frankly, we didn't have the hotel space to handle all the Englanders who were coming here for the Rams game.
Did you ever read the research on that? Do you know how many Brits came to vacation in St. Louis?
How many?
Six?
None. Not one.
I wouldn't think.
Not one.
Yeah, I'm sure that that's the case. Not a
not one.
They actually tried to sell us on that. This will help raise our profile and tourism.
Bunk. We're at a school, so it's such bunk.
Oh.
Well, so far, Tim, I was expecting a big turnout from our listeners, and they've exceeded expectations.
Already?
Right?
I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, they have.
I don't know. I mean, that's a monster jar of money.
A couple thousand already.
Ringing the bell for Skewel. Watch this. Skewel's in session.
Okay. Skewel. All right, kids, take your seats.
All right.
They're honking the horns, all in the cause.
Well, we are going to talk to, in just a moment, hopefully, Mary McEntee, who's husband Bill was killed in 2005.
And Meacham Park?
That's right.
Meacham Park?
Yeah. And she is now involved, obviously, in this cause and with the backstoppers. And she is here, and she's going to talk
with us. Yeah, he's driving a waste management truck, so that's kind of our demographic.
Yeah.
He's like, put the show in the back.
Yeah, exactly. Let me take it out.
You know, the shocking thing is that you would think that if a family suffers a loss, like the McEntee family, Snyder family, that they're taking care of it. And that's not the case. They need help from the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's Injun Joe now. Wow, that's a nice, generous gift.
Look
there,
at Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic, man.
And he looked you right in the eye.
Yeah, he
Doug.
Did. Kind of looked you up like Phil Ivey.
I accidentally brought 10 dozen donuts, and every box says free donut.
Oh, my word. Doug, you just unsuspended Deke Dotem.
Temporarily.
Well, when does that expire?
That's
in 12 years.
As soon as a policeman leaves.
Morning, young Tykes.
That was the real threat that I might be.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. He's a good man.
He is a good man.
He just has a bit of a deviant side, but I tip my cap to it. Let's just
creative differences. That's all. They're creative differences.
But we'll put it aside today best we can.
Doug, any hot dads dropping their kids off for school?
It's
from the Indian food buffet guy?
I've never been to an Indian food
buffet, never.
So I don't know
him. Do they exist?
Well, they must.
I would imagine
there.
A lot of curry chicken, right?
I would think so.
Indian food is good.
A little spicy for my taste.
But I've never been to a buffet.
No.
Want to go today if we can find
No.
It? That'd be fun.
We're going to be eating donuts and bagels all day, I think.
I'm telling you. Holy moly cockatoli.
Yeah, we need to donate some of those. Nice of people to bring them.
Call middle schoolers young man. They are at an awkward stage and don't want to be called Tykes. Thanks, Steve Wildwood.
Boy, that's true. It is kind of an insult for you to say Tykes.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know this kid thing real well.
No,
they don't
think he meant it with any disrespect.
No. But they don't. At what age
does Tyke expire?
Oh, about 5 or 6.
Can I do another fry question?
Morning, young men. Gentlemen,
can we ask you a quick question?
One question.
How old are you, sir?
14.
14.
Oh, definitely a young man.
And what is your favorite type of French fry? Would it be curly fries?
Steak fries?
Steak curly.
Curly fry? Curly. Good for you. And good for America. You guys are the future. Study hard. Stay in school.
They're trying to go to school now.
Yeah, and you just took them out of it.
You know what, though? I think the
they just walked away.
They're
going to
be late.
Like,
they're going to be late for class.
How about those three nerds outside?
Let's go give them a swirly.
That was inspiration. Well, we know we don't want to go into journalism. Let's get into the school building.
We just saved lives today.
So you're telling me that once you get into radio, you just stop kids and ask them about French fries?
Right.
That's it.
That was my junior year, I guess, at Missouri. Okay, if you do a remote at a middle school, make sure you pull the students aside and ask them what their favorite French fry is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking
number
about
one
this.
Journalism school.
The sad thing, if you wrote for like an online website and you needed a quick story, you would just write, young kids love fries.
Yeah.
And then you talk to two people, so that's enough to write a column.
That's a nice little story for you.
Yeah, corroborated.
You know, everyone has an opinion on it. It's not like, what? Fries? What are you talking about?
I hope a 13-year-old hits Doug in the face with a dodgeball. Thanks, that's KG in O-Town.
I'll tell you what, KG in O-Town has been suspended.
Oh, no.
Doug,
no.
In O-Town has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name has gone into the leather-bound Llewellyn's Pub suspension log
mm. I prefer to be called Tyke, and I'm a fully grown twink. Thanks, the Fenton North
Hockey Coach.
We don't
need that today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
What's your name? What's your name?
Todd.
Hi, Todd. Thank you, Todd.
Todd, thank you for the donation. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm on my way around the dais.
Very much. It's not a dais.
It is a dais.
Jeffrey Ross is here tonight.
Mary McEntee is here. Would you like to talk to her?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Step on in here, Mary, and her son, Brandon. Maybe we ought to do it one at a time or two at a time.
Yes, we can.
Sounds like you're open to either.
I am open to either. I'm just afraid that the mic won't pick him up very well.
Seamaster will be on the ones and twos, and it'll be amazing. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us. Your names once again for our audience?
Mary McEntee.
Mary, good morning.
Brendan McEntee.
Brendan, good morning. Thank you for joining us. And you guys have, you've known the McEntee.
Brendan played with one of my kids in baseball. He was the best player on the team.
Is that right?
He's a baseball player.
You look like a ball player, Brendan.
Yeah, oh, he was. He was.
Was Doug the manager?
I was not the manager back then, no.
Is that when you were waving a dollar at your young son?
I tried. Here's your reward.
Could Greg Vaughn not pull the baseball? Was that a problem? Would he always kind of go opposite field?
I never got to see him bat.
Yeah. He just he was always late on every pitch. Always late. Fouled it off, past the third base.
Can he let it go?
Take it to left field.
What's wrong with
left-handed
you?
Left-handed hitter. Just one time, man. I'm begging you to guess fastball and get out in front of it and yank it. Yank it, foul.
I apologize.
Here's your reward, I would say, with a dollar bill. To this day, he has not pulled a baseball
foul. You will never miss an opportunity to criticize your fine sons on a radio show that has a dozen listeners.
Well,
and that's
just
not fair.
Frustrating with all the lessons he got that he never really could get out in front of him. But this
is not
why we're here. We're off the track here.
Well, you got off the track.
Yeah, you started yelling at them.
I'm sorry, Mary, for these other
twos. We're here to roll with the punches. We spent a week with him in Cooperstown, so we know how to roll.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, kids went up there for that Cooperstown tournament.
Another donation.
Thank you so much. Doug complained a lot.
He was very
another
good.
Another donation.
He was.
The student center in the South.
Yes,
thank you so much.
He was very well behaved.
Free Dotem. How about that, Doug?
A woman said free Dotem.
A woman.
And then they ran away.
They
pointed at Doug and laughed and ran away.
And then the police officers started applauding them. This is great. Doug, your empire is crumbling.
I've got to stand my ground.
She pointed and laughed at you.
I'm on the side of law and order here.
All right. Well, the McEntees are kind enough to sit down here, and it's a pleasure to have you here, of course. We are honored to be here, to be invited to be here, to raise money for the Backstoppers. And this, of course, is a cause that's near and dear to your family's
heart.
It's a difficult topic, I'm sure, but for our audience who isn't familiar, if you could give the backstory.
My husband was Sergeant Bill McEntee, mm-hmm. who was in Kirkwood, Missouri, in 2005. You know, he went to work and didn't come home. He was shot and killed in the line of duty. And so it's been 11 years, mm-hmm. but we've had the support of Backstoppers. And, I can't say enough about Backstoppers. You know, my kids were 7, 10, and 13
wow.
at the time. So, man. You know, when you're trying to figure out what to do next, you know, Backstoppers was there. Backstoppers, you know, came to my house the very next day, presented me with a check, and, paid my mortgage off.
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. And,
yeah, because we hear about let's raise money for the Backstoppers, but I know people know that it's a good cause, but you actually can tell us exactly what happens.
Right. So you get your house paid off if it's not paid off, or any cars, or they try to get you debt-free. So you don't have to worry about anything. Mm-hmm. You know, you worry about your raising your kids. And, the less worries you have, the better you're going to be as a parent. And Backstoppers definitely steps up all the time.
That's an incredible thing.
I would
imagine, I don't think
too,
they've ever said no.
Aside from the financial support, you know, we see the whole community kind of rallying around when something like this happens. As it happened to you, just the emotional support, I would imagine, is important.
Oh, absolutely. I've met, some great people. You know, I remember Michelle Stanzi. Listening to her story, actually, she was on the radio telling her story shortly after her husband had died, and I remember coming home and crying to my husband, saying how sad that was. And actually, Bill went to his wake and funeral, and he came home, saying how that affected him, because their son Will was you know, little guy too. And it just was really, it affected both of us. And then now, what, 2005? I know Michelle. Both our boys are friends, you know. Our sons and our kids, they're friends. Great. And we got each other through. We go on retreats. And, you know, we'll, you know, we meet at Backstopper functions. And, you know, we help each other with raising our kids. And that's all, you know, we met through Backstoppers and the different functions. And, you know, they pay for my kids' college. My daughter was able to go to grad school. And they put my daughter through grad school. Now she's a speech pathologist in Kansas City.
That's
and
wonderful.
My son Brennan's going to be, he goes to SEMO. And he's actually going into criminal justice and law enforcement. So.
Yeah, Brennan, you want to be a policeman also now?
Absolutely.
Well, how did you come to that decision? It must be tough.
It is, but you know, after my dad dying, I think, I mean, I was 10. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I, immediately after having the support from Kirkwood here, just officers all over, I remember seeing just unbelievable amount of officers from all over at my dad's funeral, and I just knew exactly that's what I want to do.
Right then?
Right
you
then.
Did? Really? At 10 years old?
Absolutely.
Hmm. That's got to be crushing to lose a parent at that age.
Yeah,
how did you deal with that?
Yeah.
You kind of have to.
Yeah, don't have a choice.
I don't have a choice, exactly, but like I said, we had tons of support and tons of people there for me, so I mean, I kind of got through it slowly but surely.
Brendan, what did the Backstoppers mean to you? You hear your mom talking about the financial impact. I had no idea. They show up at your house the next day with a check and try to make you debt-free immediately. For you, what did the Backstoppers do for you and your family?
I like I said, I remember a few days after my dad passing away, I just remember I didn't come out of my house and just looking out the window to seeing all the support and Backstoppers there for my mom and just her just telling me how it's constantly like there for her and just putting me through school and just everything they do for us. It just, I just can't thank them enough. And I think just serving my community is just a little something I can give back to them and everyone there for being for us. So
I'll bet you anything your dad's looking down and thinking how proud he is of you.
I really appreciate it.
Do you guys become close with the other families who are helped by Backstoppers? I bet there's kind of a
yeah,
bond
there. Yeah,
there's
a camaraderie there. Yes. You know, every year they have us for a lunch. And we get together then, and they tell us, you know, again, if you ever need anything, we're here. You know, they provide insurance as well. And so we go over anything, you know, for insurance. And just kind of like a nice get-together that we have once a year in, like, in November. And we'll meet the board. They'll be there, the Backstopper board. They'll sit at our table and, you know, introduce themselves. And, you know, then they ask how we're doing. And so it's kind of a time for us to catch up with each other if we're not already, you know, doing something with each other. But you
how large a group is that?
Oh gosh, I want to say they were serving 79 families now.
Oh really?
Yeah,
that many.
I think it might
wow.
be 80 with this, but yeah, 61 kids. Don't quote me on that, but it's kind of close.
So what transpires with Officer Snyder and his family over the last few weeks takes place, what happens with you and the camaraderie as you speak to with the group of people that you meet with the Backstoppers, how do you handle that? Do you reach out? Do you see?
Well,
how
I
does
think
that?
It's just one of those where, since, and I'm just speaking for me, I know when this all happened to me, you just have to get through it,
mm-hmm.
and you're reeling, you feel very transparent, you feel very, you know, like even if I would come to a function like this, I would feel like I would lose it and just not be able to function.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with those things down the road, she might be able to go to those, you know, I'm just speaking for me.
Sure.
I, you know, it was hard for me to come to events like this just because you're still reeling about, is this real? Is this, what am I going to do? I got three kids here. You know, is anybody going to break down or, and so I think just to tell her, we'll be here for you, you know, whatever event she wants to show up to, a Backstopper event or whatever, we'll all be here for her, and we'd like, you know, definitely get to know her. And, you know, there's going to be other, unfortunately, widows that have kids that, you know, her age or her son's age,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we help each other, you know, like I said, with Debbie Tatorian, two out of three kids we had that were the same age, and we just would talk about different stages our kids were going through, and yes, it's grieving, you know, or yes, it's just growing up, or yes, this is normal. And you know, we helped each other, and that's what she can expect from us. We'll always be there for her whenever she's ready, and that goes with her whole family, her parents, everybody. We're here.
I would imagine without the backstopper's support, a lot of the families who have lost the primary wage earner with a mortgage and car payments and kids in school, these people could be homeless. Some of them. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do unless someone stood
there. You know, they don't have organizations like this any other place. Now, in May, they'll put his name on the wall in Washington, D.C. And she's also can go to, they have different groups that you can go to. And she's able to go to any of these groups that she wants to. And I went, and it was all gunfire, people that have been killed by gunfire, police officers. So my group was about 25 women from all over the United States that had died in 2005. And they were talking about support and everything. I was the only one that had something like Backstoppers. Not one of those women had anything like I did. There was one woman who her church put a function together to pay off her house. Other than that, there was no other organization like Backstoppers that I had experienced with any of those women there.
Wow. Really, St. Louis is really unique in that. And right. You could see it when they had the funeral procession for Officer Snyder, how that much of the town just kind of stopped. All of 270 stopped. And there was a police parade that went on for miles. It really hit people, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they did the same with Bill's funeral, and we drove through Kirkwood, and those people in Kirkwood that were standing there, I'll never forget, they had teddy bears, they had everything on the Kirkwood Police Department, and just seeing that support was just took your breath away. Just everywhere they were lined up, and that's just exactly what they did for Officer Snyder, that it just... It's a beautiful, wonderful thing to look at that support.
That's why we're hoping people get involved with this. They can stop by, drop off some money.
Sparing Middle School is where we are. It's 12111 Tesson Ferry Road. We know that not everybody can get here to make a donation, although a large number of people already have. But if you can, please, you can send it via PayPal, sales@insidestl.com. Any amount is welcome and appreciated. Or just mail a check, make it out to the Backstoppers, and please send it to our offices at Inside STL, 1300 Hampton Avenue, Suite 106, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. Mary Brennan, thank you so much for joining us, telling your story, and really telling our audience something I think most people had never really... They hear how great the Backstoppers are, but I wasn't aware of what they do immediately in the event. That's an amazing, amazing thing. So thank you guys both so much.
Thank you so much, and I hope you guys raise a whole lot of money.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Still pouring in as we speak.
Yes, it is. That is Mary and Brendan Magic.
Thanks, guys, very much.
With us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. What a pleasure to meet both of you. Thank you so much. I always heard great things about the Backstoppers, but here are two people who lived through losing a father, husband, and you hear exactly what it means for the Backstoppers to do what they do. Powerful. That's incredibly powerful.
And to know that they're it, you know, for around the country. You know, St. Louis has this support system. Other places don't, which is shocking to hear because, Doug, I think you brought up a great point. How do families keep moving forward, not only maintaining whatever lifestyle they have, but holding on to some semblance.
Like dealing with the loss isn't enough.
Right.
But the bills never stop coming. And I'm sure there's a lot of people where maybe the mother doesn't work. If she's got three kids, you'd be devastated. And you'd be devastated in a hurry. It would catch up with you like right now. And to have to deal with all that, frankly, I don't know what you'd do unless you'd have a relative or something that you could move in with.
It is an eye-opener what Backstoppers does. We've all heard, you know, that they do good work, but really understand what it means and how it all shakes out.
We need to take a commercial break. The program today, different than normal, as we are broadcasting from Sparing Middle School. The reason, to raise money for Backstoppers in honor of the memory of Officer Blake Snyder. Once again, it's at 12111 Tesson Ferry Road, just off 270. If you can make it by, of course, greatly appreciated. Any donation is welcome and certainly much appreciated. But also... If you can't make it by, please don't hesitate to PayPal donations. sales@insidestl.com is how you would PayPal it, sales@insidestl.com, or by mailing a check to Inside STL at 1300 Hampton Avenue, Suite 106, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. Please make sure that the check is made out to Backstoppers. We will take a commercial break. Come back with more of the Ryan Kelly Morning After here on the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio.